Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today I want to talk about emotions. Don't you know people that are just constantly emotional? I mean, it's like their life is a living EKG screen. It's up and it's down and it's everywhere and it's sideways. I want us to learn how we share emotions. Listen to what the little book of James says in James chapter 1, verse 19. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. That is a lot of emotion to deal with. I have people in my life that every time something goes wrong, it's like their emotions are totally tipped over the scale. I have other folks that when emotions go wrong, I want to look at them and say, come on, are you breathing? Somewhere in the middle, we find the ability to cope with our emotions. You know what? Communication has a lot of levels. I read recently in a book that it has five levels. The fourth is the one that captivated me, emotional talk, which says, let me tell you how I feel. Now we're getting to high-level communication, aren't we? Some folks find it more difficult to share their feelings than to share their ideas because feelings are much more personal. A lot of couples do little communication on this level because they fear that their feelings might be rejected. Take this example. Peter says, I'm beginning to feel that you don't like me. His wife, Rachel, may have become defensive. Her response may be either to start crying or to withdraw or else express her anger verbally and tell Peter how stupid he is and to feel that way. It's never appropriate or helpful to tell someone how he or she should feel. An alternative, healthy response might sound like this. I'm sorry to hear that. I had no idea you were feeling that way. Tell me about it. If she encourages her husband in emotional talk, they can deal with the problem. If not, their talk reverts to a lower level and growth together stops and we're not coping with our emotions. Emotional talk is a normal part of a healthy marriage and a healthy relationship. If it feels threatening to you, here's what my encouragement would be. Try to modify your initial response. As James reminds us, we should be quick to listen, slow to speak. If you feel yourself becoming defensive in reaction to your spouse or your friend, ask this question and make sure that you ask a question calmly as you consider what has been said. Remember that having the openness to discuss emotions is one way for your relationship to grow. And that question is, can we talk about that? I know it matters to you. Join me in this prayer today. Lord, would you please forgive me for those times when I've shut my spouse down with my own defensiveness? And would you help me as I deal with relationships in my life to listen and encourage discussion that include everyone's emotion, both mine and my friend or spouse. May it be fruitful in our relationship so that we grow together to become more like you. When I look at relationships and emotions, I want us to remember what James said. Be quick to listen, be slow to speak, and be even slower to get angry. And when we do, our relationships will grow and they will multiply in a healthy and wondrous way. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.